Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. Oh my gosh. And I'm just sitting here thinking that, the transitional pieces of like just being behind the scenes to now like you're helping other people be better behind the scenes or have a bigger impact, have more revenue, like all the different metric pieces. But when I think about, our audience, like they're course creators, they're doing all this, they're probably asking themselves this question. We're like, that's great, Laura, but I'm not an Amy Porterfield size creator, right? I am like, I've only, had a course for maybe 2 years, an affiliate. Like, that sounds like fun, but that sounds like a far off distant dream that only people making 6, 7, 8 figures can afford to do that or be able to do that. So I'm so curious, like for Rootable specifically, like who is your ideal customer or business that you're serving?
I love this question. And I think about that a lot when people have those questions of like, I'm not Amy, I don't have these heavy hitters. I don't have this big team. And I think about like the power of affiliates, yes, is making more sales, also bringing more leads in when you do it right, which is like the big reason I wanted to build Rootable was for leads tracking as well. But it's also the brand awareness. And the person we know as Amy Porterfield or the brand we know as Amy Porterfield today would not exist if it weren't for people like you. The hundreds of affiliates she's had, spreading the word, talking about her, like that omnipresence of, oh my gosh, everyone's talking about this person.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
That's cute.
Okay, well, where should we get started and just chat?
It's recording.
Yes, we're recording. Okay. We're good to go. I have a video editor who's an angel, so he'll see this. Thank you so much, Jay, for making us look and sound incredible. Okay, so we'll just dive right in. Welcome to the show, Laura. How are you?
I'm so excited. Crystal, I'm amazing. How are you doing?
I'm good. So we're at Craft and Commerce 2025, and I have to say I'm really upset because Laura, I mean, you're infamous.
Are you mad at me?
For the rafting. Yes, I'm mad at you because I can't go. Rafting. And I guess I'm mad at American Airlines for not having –
the exact flight pattern that I needed to attend the rafting this year. But tell us about rafting. Too. Tell us about rafting. I want everyone to know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So my first Craft and Commerce, I don't know, was it your first? Was this your third?
This is my third.
Okay. Same.
Yeah.
So the first time I came, something in me was like, Idaho, I bet there's rafting there. And so I looked it up and it's only like 45 minutes from here, as you know. And yeah. I was like, I think we need to do this. I think we should go. And it was too late and I couldn't really rally people. And then last year, I talked to some people ahead of time because, you know, you meet people, they come back. Isn't it so fun to like walk in and be like, I know you.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we went with 5 people on the like thrill ride and it was amazing. And then talking to you, you and your family did the chill.
We did the chill. We did the family friendly version where you don't have to wear a helmet. Okay. Everyone's still in life jackets, but there's no helmets involved.
Yeah. I'm afraid of heights, so I don't thrill seek in that way, but like anything water, nature. Yeah. I'm like, let's go. It was just an incredible bonding experience. You know, as entrepreneurs, I feel like we're like looking for challenge. We're looking for thrill in a lot of ways. So, it was awesome. And then this year I rented a 12-passenger van and we're like oversubscribed and I'm like,
I love it.
It's amazing. So next year we're going to need like a whole bus.
Yes, we're going to need the school bus to be like, okay, not like, so just for context, like it's whitewater rafting, right? In Boise, Idaho. It's picturesque. I'm from Houston, y'all. I'm at or below sea level. It is just so flat everywhere. And you're driving, just the drive to get to where you even start rafting, it looks like it's a movie set. Yeah. It looks like it's a screensaver. It just does not look real. Yeah. And to put yourself out there and be like, I kind of want to do this. Does anybody want to come along with me? Like, what a fun tradition that you've started. So next year, like I'm calling it now, like this is, we'll mark this. We'll timestamp this and say, okay, you set it there, Crystal. And then we'll have to follow up with you on how it goes.
How many people? So, well, yeah. And I'm like, okay, we better come back. Taking 12 people, we need 12 people to come back.
Yes, exactly.
Same 12 people.
No stragglers, nobody else. I'm trying to even remember, how many people can you fit in a raft? Is it like six? Okay. Yeah.
So we're 2 rafts. Next year we'll aim for at least 3.
Okay.
3 rafts. But it's just like, it's so funny because so Nathan the first night was saying something about, you know, this is I think the 7th.
Yes.
Conference, it's the first one they've sold out. And, it's like, you know, the first one was smaller and then you have to keep going and you have to keep going. And that's so true in business. And I feel like this rafting thing has really like shown that to me in a way that I'm like, wow, I don't even know that I've been as persistent. I mean, I have, you know, I've been in business 8 years, but it's like, I don't know that I've been as persistent as I have been about this rafting.
This is what you're known for at the conference. And then later people find out like, oh no, she knows affiliate marketing and she's worked with these huge brands and she's kind of a big deal. But really it's Laura the Rafting Queen. Rafting. That's what I feel like. Yeah. You need a sash next year like Rafting Queen or something.
Well, it's Rafting Commerce.
There we go.
Rafting Commerce at Crafting Commerce.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh. Well, now we have to get into a little bit of how I know you, right? So I came across you first. I have talked for a long time on my platform about affiliate marketing. It's been so lucrative for my business. And I think it's something that's still underrated or people think it's too complicated, or they hear affiliate marketing and they think, oh, Amazon affiliates. And I'm like, oh no, it's so much more than that. The first time I ever saw you, you were actually helping Amy Porterfield with her affiliate program. I don't remember if this must have been in 2020 or something like that, because that was the first year I was an affiliate for her. So you were no longer, I don't think, working with her directly, but you had previous, you came in to do a training for all of us as affiliates.
Yes. And I knew like when we met, I was like, I know your name. Because I remember
I'm always in the comments.
Affiliate flock. Always.
Exactly. So how did you get into it? Like have you always done affiliate marketing? Like what draws you to that space? Like tell us your backstory.
Yeah. So I was her affiliate manager the year before in 2019. Okay. And then I came in because, well, I had set up the program and so offered to do a training, but also trained Allison, who's still, you know, and like
she's crushing
elevated.
It, right?
I was just texting with her, actually before coming in here because she's amazing. But I got started a few years before that. It was sort of like, you know, just those dots you can't connect looking forward, but looking back, I was working in like the launch space and helping Selena Hsu, who is a big connector, with her course launch. And it was like her first like seven figure course launch. We had 200 affiliates, and I like really was just getting started. Like all I knew about it was still, you know, like the Amazon stuff. So I was really coming in cold, but hungry of like, I just like want to strategize with everybody. I did 200 strategy calls. Now I've done thousands, but 200 strategy calls with every affiliate. Like, how can we map out your promo? And I just fell in love with it. I'm like, people getting to share products, programs, services that they love, trust, care about, and making money, and the business getting to grow, paying their friends instead of corporations. Yes. Like, what?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's what I think that where I get so disappointed when someone has like, well, I'm only making 20 cents on Amazon, so it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like they need to meet someone like you that's super enthusiastic about, no, because you have this type of audience or because you have these channels that perform really well, you can actually do this, this, and this. And so I would just love to hear, because obviously I think the easy interview question would be like, well, Laura, tell us your secrets. Like, what are the how-tos? But because you've talked to so many people, what is that like big mistake or what's the thing that people get wrong so often? Because my audience is a good mix of podcasters, YouTubers, but they're also course creators that are looking like, oh, one day I want to have an Amy Porterfield size affiliate program, or I want to have the ability to do that. So what a piece of advice we give to them, like, this is what not to do.
ooh, I love it. And I can speak to it from the like business side and also from the affiliate side. But I would say if you one day want to have a big Amy Porterfield size or whatever, even six figure, you know, affiliate launch, I would say do not wait to create relationships. Mm. Start creating connections now. Like I did this without having my framework. Again, it's that whole dots thing. But like I went into a program and I'm like, I'm a launch strategist and I'm going to be booked out soon. And I want to meet tech VAs and copywriters and all these people I can refer my clients to. And that's like I planted all these seeds, made all these relationships. And that's like how I got introduced to the world of affiliates. And so I just think like build relationships now and pour into them. Be as generous as possible. So that way when it comes back around, you have those people that you can say,
yeah,
hey, like, let's do this thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And this is actually a fantastic transition to what you do today and the business that you built, because you're not just behind the scenes doing launches for other people. Tell everyone what you've built. And I want to know, I guess, kind of the timeline, because now you have a product in this space that's really incredible. I've had experience with it. And I just, yeah, tell us all about your business.
Amazing. And you are an affiliate for Amy still? Is that how you found Rootable? Or
yes,
saw it?
Okay. Yes. That's when we started using it. It was this transition from she used several different products in the last few years of, you know, she has her Digital Course Academy, she has her Evergreen courses, and I just kind of saw it behind the scenes. And then whenever it was actually last year, were you launching your products last year when you came to Crafting? Because I remember you telling me about it, or you were like kind of telling a group of everyone, and I was just like, oh, like, she's not just like drank the affiliate marketing Kool-Aid. Like she is making the Kool-Aid behind the scenes. And she's like, guys, like this is what I'm serving up. So yeah, I want to hear more about it.
Oh, I love that you just said Kool-Aid. I was just chatting with Erin, the affiliate manager for Mighty Networks, and we were filming something and we had this whole joke about drinking the Kool-Aid.
So yes.
The fact that you just said Kool-Aid is like
it's universally it's now, just coming back around.
Exactly. I lost my train of thought. So we're talking about Rootable.
Yeah.
So Rootable, you had, you know, all those years of being an affiliate manager using so many platforms and thinking these are not making it easy for affiliates to get what they need and actually promote, right? Yep. Like the more we can make it easy for affiliates to promote, which is another mistake people make, like just thinking, oh, they have a link, they're fine.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Just, not how it works. But making it easy for them to promote, the better they're going to do, the better the business is going to do, the better the world's going to do, because we're all sharing really powerful products and offers. And so, so I decided to build my own tech platform, and it was launching last year, and Amy came on board for her big launch. And we've had, and actually that wasn't even the first like multi-million dollar launch on Rudeable, which was cool to be like, hey, we just did this other one.
Yes.
You should come on board, Amy. And her team's amazing. And then, yeah, we've just grown from there. And yeah, it's been awesome.
Okay. So I want to know. So for everyone, they were just like, wait, y'all were just talking about affiliate marketing. Now you're talking about a tech platform. Like, how was that transition? Do you have a background in tech? Is that something that you like? I'm so curious because I love the idea of creating an app or having something accessible, but I'm like, who am I to do that? I don't have this developer background. So I'm so curious how that came to be.
Yeah, I had a joke for a long time. You know, people would ask like what platform, and I'd be like, oh, they all kind of suck until I build my own, but not thinking. I was totally in that boat.
Right.
Of like, who am I to, I don't code, like I'm not gonna do this. And then it just became like looking around, like nobody's building this thing and I need it to exist. Mm. It would just be so helpful if this existed for folks. And it's been a journey. I remember, so it was my first Craft and Commerce, my first night. I sat down, Nathan Barry, it was like this thing, all of a sudden he's there. And, you know, he's founder of Kit, was a creator-led SaaS. He talks about that. And I was like, Nathan, I've been teaching affiliates for 8 years, or whatever it was at the time, but for 8 years, and I'm going to build a platform. And he goes, are you sure you want to do that?
God, that's not where I thought that was gonna go. Okay, yeah.
I know, I'm all excited, and he's like,
that pops your bubble.
Like a terrible idea.
Like, oh no.
And I was like, oh, okay. And it's funny, now I know what he meant by that. And I am like even more committed than I was then, but like it is a process and it's a learning curve to be able to like work with developers, to find somebody that you can trust. It took me 2 years.
Wow.
To do that. And yeah, so it's been a ride for sure. And I feel like I'm just getting started. I'm at the starting line and it's like so much, but it's a lot of fun. And I think I'm already seeing the power of that recurring revenue too, like from a business perspective. And also that like that true partnership with our clients, because for a long time it was, okay, I'm going to come work with Amy and like be all in with her team and her affiliates for like 2 months and then like nothing.
Yeah.
And it was very like, whoa, and then like, and then whoa. And so now to have that like steady is really nice.
Oh my gosh. And I'm just sitting here thinking that, you know, the transitional pieces of like just being behind the scenes to now like you're helping other people be better behind the scenes or have a bigger impact, have more revenue, like all the different metric pieces. But when I think about, you know, our audience, like they're course creators, they're doing all this, they're probably asking themselves this question. We're like, that's great, Laura, but I'm not an Amy Porterfield size creator, right? I am like, I've only, you know, had a course for maybe 2 years, an affiliate. Like that sounds like fun, but that sounds like a far off distant dream that only people making 6, 7, 8 figures can afford to do that or be able to do that. So I'm so curious, like for Rudeable specifically, like who is your ideal customer or business that you're serving?
I love this question. And I think about that a lot when people have those questions of like, I'm not Amy. I don't have these heavy hitters. I don't have this big team. And I think about like the power of affiliates, yes, is making more sales, also bringing more leads in when you do it right, which is like the big reason I wanted to build Rudeable was for leads tracking as well. But it's also the brand awareness. Mm. And the person we know as Amy Porterfield or the brand we know as Amy Porterfield today would not exist if it weren't for people like you, the hundreds of affiliates she's had, spreading the word, talking about her. Like that omnipresence of, oh my gosh, everyone's talking about this person. Like Marie Forleo is a great example.
Yeah.
Right? She really like pioneered a lot of the like big affiliate course launch we know today. Marie Forleo as it exists, like would not exist as a brand if it weren't for the affiliate. So it's like you don't start out as this brand.
Right.
The affiliates actually help you get there.
Oh,
so
I love it.
that's the first piece, right? And what you were talking about of like, who am I? It's like, they had to get over that too.
Yeah.
They had to say, I'm the person to do this. I am the vision keeper, the vision holder. I'm talking about my hands a lot, but yeah, and you can start small. And I like to use my story. So when I first launched my course, it was in 2020, and I first launched it by myself. I think I had like 15 people sign up. I made $15,000, which was exciting. And I think, you know, what was that? Maybe like five people had signed up. And I think I had 27 people on the webinar, five people signed up, $15,000. 3 months later, I launched with eight affiliates, mm-hmm. who were my friends, eight affiliates. We had 297 people on the webinar. So 10x'd my leads.
Yeah.
And then we made $60,000.
Yeah.
We 4x'd our revenue.
Yeah.
With eight people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't need crazy amounts.
Well, I think that is, you just hit on such a good point, because I do think that people are like, well, I only have this many people, or I only have this, like, my circle of friends is so small, or I feel awkward asking people in my audience, you know. Again, I think besides Kool-Aid, like the theme of today is like, who am I to do this? And I think that you're so right in that that's who they are today. I'm also an affiliate for Marie Forleo, for Amy Porterfield, like all of these really big brands. And the thing that I love so much about their affiliate programs that I think they do super well is by not treating them like, you have a link, go do it. They set you up for success. Yeah. And I think that that's the secret sauce of being able to say like, okay, I know my people need the assets. I know they need inspiration for copy, or they need, you know, some guiding light of like, well, yeah, we've done this launch in the past, but here's how we're going to do it different this time. Or here's how we're adapting to 2025 standards, because that's when we're recording this. And so I think it's just really cool. Where do you see affiliate marketing heading? Like, where are we going in the future?
I love this. And then I have a question for you as well.
For sure.
Where I see it going in the future, I keep like thinking about this idea of like keystone affiliates,
yeah,
and then your pollinator affiliates.
Okay.
So I've seen some pretty big programs really like shrinking down to only focusing on their keystone affiliates.
Yes.
And when you think about keystones, like a keystone species in an ecosystem is like, it's making a big impact, right? It's like the oak trees that bring a lot. So I think about those partners that are like, okay, we're going to go all in. We're going to do a joint webinar. We're going to like customize their swipe, and they're going to drive a lot of traffic. And then I think about your pollinators as like, they might bring like one or two people, but they're excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have a mass of pollinator affiliate partners. And I think the mistake that some, not a mistake, but I think that the thinking is, okay, pollinators take up a lot of space and time, but really it's that halo effect, the power of like a lot of people talking about you at once, really building a brand. So I think it's going to go into splitting them out a little bit more, mm-hmm. of like, okay, here are our keystone partners, and let's really customize things for folks. And then pollinators, like, creating materials and creating trainings that help people who maybe this is their first time.
Yeah.
You know? And I know for us at Rootable, I'm constantly thinking about how can we help people who this is their first time or whatever, people who don't have a lot of time, how can we help them create custom materials quicker? So we're working on some really cool AI things there. To just like help them spread the word. I don't even know if this is answering your question, but I also think we're in, especially with AI, we're in this like point of like a lot of lack of trust in the internet. And so I think that affiliate marketing is going to become even more important.
Agreed.
Because like I don't know that I believe an ad, but I believe you. I can hold your hand and, you know, like know that you're a person of integrity and I can trust you. And so that branch of trust is going to be really, really important for our offers in the future.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think that that's been kind of the theme here, you know, at Craft and Commerce. Like, it's just like, as AI explodes and we are like, what can we, is that a real person? Like, is that, right. You know, like we don't know like who's talking to us anymore. I think it is going to be those relationships and those connections that you were talking about earlier. It's like, you know, get your core group of people right now. You probably have, and I always like to tell people, I was talking to someone about their affiliate program earlier this week, and they were asking like, well, how do we really, you know, beef up what we're doing and this and that? And like, they wanted to add all these bells and whistles. And I was like, just go to your top performers and see how can you support them better. And that has the potential to 10X what they're already doing instead of just looking for like, well, we need to do this, need to do that. Just go to the people and ask them.
Yeah.
Like it's such a basic question, but it's just asking, how else can I support you? So I love the customized piece of it. But you said you were going to ask me a question. So now I'm like, go for it. Go for it, Laura.
I would love to know because you are an incredible affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Like what has you say yes to promoting something?
Oh, this is a good question. I would say it's whenever I've gotten results for myself. And that's specific for coaches, memberships, like different kinds of products that are very service-based or it's a digital product. But then also it's those products that like, I mean, Asana, Canva, Buzzsprout, Riverside, like I could go through my tech stack list and I'm like, I also think of it as like, not only do I love this, but I'm still paying for some of these. So why don't I just get some affiliate revenue to cover these costs? And then my P&L will be so much sexier at the end of the year because, hey, I cut all these expenses down because I replaced actual revenue from that company and they're actually paying me. Like, what in the world? So that's what I love about, you know, just different programs that you can be a part of. I think that it's so multifaceted and people just get stuck in like, well, I can only be for one product or I can only, you know, promote this one thing. And I'm like, I throw all that out the window. If I love a product, my audience knows about it. And they will say, well, I trust this because Crystal said it's good. So back to the trust and the relationship. So that's really what has me saying yes, is I have my own experience. I will never promote something if I have never used it or other peers in my industry haven't used it and no one knows about it. Because I have promoted and been a part of affiliate programs that even if I haven't used it, I know that I have trusted partners in the industry that they love it, but it's not for me. But again, it's that trusted relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up anyways. I was like, I was getting a notification. We only have so much time in the studio.
Yeah.
I have three rapid fire questions that we ask everybody. Okay. The first one is, what piece of advice would you give to a brand new creator?
Like any type of creator.
Any creator.
Okay. A piece of advice is really, I mean, something I heard from Marie Forleo, actually, and I don't know if she coined it, but to really create before you consume.
Yeah.
So I'm not always great at following that advice, but that's my number one.
All right. I love it. The second one is, it's a two-part question. What's the dream podcast you would love to be on? And who's your dream guest you would love to interview?
Ooh. I mean, I'm going to say Amy Porterfield. Yeah. I'd love to be on her podcast. Jenna Kutcher as well. I think it's likely happening for both, but I'll put that out there. And then who would I love to interview? I'd love to interview Pat Flynn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, those are so good. Those are so good. Okay. My last question is, do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
Yes and no.
Period, the end. Period, the end. We're not even going to elaborate on that one. That's it. So good. Laura, where can everybody connect with you and learn more about what you're doing?
I would love if you would connect with me on Instagram. I'm Laura Sprinkle. It's including the I'm. And then go to rootable.com.
Yes.
Check us out.
Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show today. This was awesome.
This is amazing.
Hey, Profit Podcast listeners, thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or If you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message, and I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.